May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Romans chapter 5. Goes along with this gospel lesson that Deacon George read. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven experience, character, and proven character, hope. And hope doesn't disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare to even die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. There's teaching sometimes that go around that says that because God is good, God never uses hard things to change us, transform us. That's just not the way God does it. But I can't find that anywhere in Scripture at all. And this verse is very clear about some things. And it's about hope. Because he says, by faith, we've been introduced into this grace in which we now stand. We're standing in grace. And remember, grace has a face. Grace is a person, Jesus. And we exalt in hope of the glory of God. Christ in me is the hope of glory. And it's what he says, because I'm standing in grace, that I have hope of experiencing the glory of God. The glory of God, the manifestation of who God is and God's presence, is my hope as a believer. Not just when I go to heaven one day, but on my way to heaven even. That I'm invited to participate in the presence and the character and the nature of God manifest in my life and in my circumstance. Then he goes on and he says, we exalt in hope, glory of God, and not only this, but we also exalt, that's a strange word, we exalt in our tribulation, knowing this, that tribulation brings about endurance, faith that has muscle, faith that lasts, long-distance faith. And long-distance faith brings about Christ-likeness, proven character. And then proven character results in hope again. It's like you start off with hope, you end up with hope. He says, we have hope in the glory of God because we stand in grace. And then we also, therefore, can exalt in hope in tribulation because we stand in grace. And basically, grace is going to sustain us. Grace is going to overcome. We're not going to be overwhelmed. We're going to be overshadowed by the grace of God as we go through tribulation. And what's going to happen through tribulation, grace is going to change us. Because we can talk all day long about God's grace being sufficient, about the adequacy of Christ as a theory. But lab is in this world you shall have tribulation. And it's there we take the theory out for a spin and see what we actually learn. Faith is tested. And a faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. And if you're asking God to trust you with more, then he's going to test to make sure that he can trust you with what's already there. You're not going to promote you to the next class if we didn't get the last information down into our own experience. And so we exalt in tribulation because tribulation brings about endurance, and endurance, proven Christ-like character. As I walk through a place, I am transformed into him because I'm trusting in him. I'm leaning into him. I'm depending on him. Therefore, he's releasing grace into my life. I'm making it and not just surviving it, but thriving in it by the grace of God in Christ. And then when I come out of it, he says, I have more hope. Because what happens is, I look back and I go, wow, if I not only survive there, but I thrive there, then bring it on. Whatever I'm going to face next, I've just proven. It's kind of like David, when David was facing Goliath. And when Saul tried to put his armor on David, he said, because this guy, you can't face this guy with a little slingshot and a few stones, so here, wear my armor. But Saul was a really big guy, almost 7 feet tall, and when he tried to put his armor on, he couldn't walk. So he took the armor off, and David began to explain to him. He said, you don't understand, I've already proven the faithfulness of God. When I was watching the sheep on the hillsides, bears attacked them. In the name of God, I killed them. And then lions attacked. In the name of God, I killed them. And so I've already faced lions and bears, and I've proven God's faithful. So Goliaths are not an issue for me. I have hope. Where did he get hope? Where did he grow in hope? Because of walking through the stuff he had walked through. He had proven God faithful. And therefore, he was filled with more hope towards the future because there was nothing to fear. And then he makes this statement, and I would just offer this to you. He says, and hope doesn't disappoint. Now, if my hope is in the situation turning out the way I want it to, that my story is going to get worked out, then I'm going to get disappointed. But again, like I said the other night, Jesus didn't come to live in us to live our story through us. He came to live in us to tell his story through us. And sometimes his story is full of surprises that we weren't anticipating. But if my hope is in him, I won't be disappointed. If my hope is in people, or my hope is in circumstances, or my hope is it's going to go like this, but if my hope's in him, I won't just be disappointed. He says, here's the deal. The love of God has been shed abroad within us through the Holy Spirit who was given us. Then he goes on and talks about, because if God was faithful when you were lost, he demonstrates his love to you every day with you remembering that when we were sinners, Christ died for you. But what is this when he says, but the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart? So what does that mean? That when I'm walking through a hard time, I know God loves me? Well, that's true. His love's prevailing. That's true. Nothing can happen out of the context of his love, true. But I believe it means this. Because I believe the greatest expression of God's love shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit is his Son. The gift of his Son in us, who's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It at least means that also. And then he goes on, he says, because you see, while we were sinners, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more. Having been reconciled, we shall be saved in his life. That's the grace in which we stand. That I have hope in the glory of God. I exalt in that hope because I stand in grace. Basically saying, because I'm in Christ. And when I face tribulations, I exalt in tribulation because I know in that tribulation, the grace in which I stand, Christ in which I stand, is going to prove himself. I'm going to endure things I didn't think I could ever endure. I'm going to be transformed. It's going to change me into the image of Jesus. And when it's all said and done, I'm going to be filled with more hope because if Jesus was big enough for that one, if he could save me in his life through that one, nothing I'll ever face can he not handle. I believe that's the story there. Amen. Everything in life builds on the next, and in the end, it all sums up Jesus. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.